For the first time since their abduction on May 29th from a finance ministry compound by gunmen posing as police officers, a video released Tuesday by a group called the Islamic Shia Resistance in Iraq showed one of the men being held. It was the first public evidence that the men might still be alive.
My name is Jason. Today is the 18th of November.
In that video, the captors say they will start to kill the hostages, including four security guards and one computer expert, if Britain does not withdraw all of its remaining troops from Iraq soon. Over the months, little if anything has been disclosed about what Britain is doing to gain the release of those held. On Sunday, Prime Minister Brown underlined that behind the scenes, things were being done.
We will do everything in our power to secure what is our objective, and that is the immediate release of the hostages.
Speaking on Sky News, British Foreign Secretary David Miliband spoke of the stress the families of those being held are under.
It's important that publicity is never confused with activity, and especially in a case like this, it's very, very important that we follow a very careful strategy. The distress of the families is going to be huge. It's bad enough to have the hostage taken, to then have the video coming out last week is just going to add huge, has added hugely to the distress. But the whole of the British government is working very, very actively on this.
As for Gordon Brown, he again stressed that Britain will not be making any kind of deal to gain the release of the five.
The taking of hostages is completely unjustified, wholly unacceptable. And we are making it absolutely clear that it will not change our policy in any way.
Brown also praised Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki and his government for their efforts to free the men. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.